כללי הסדנה. בסדנת חיבור אין חשובים יותר או חשובים פחות. כולם שווים.
The rules of the workshop. In the workshop, there are no one more important, less important. Everyone is important. We aren't negating nor struggling. Rather, only adding. The true solution will not come from knowledge or the ability of speech. Rather, only from the unity. Good luck.
כל המציאות היא
all of reality is מצב a state of the kli that exists in adhesion with the creator and on behalf of the upper one there's no change all changes are only in the perception of the lower ones and only towards them are there restrictions degrees states of ups and downs only towards them that is reality is whole only I exist in a state where my perception vessels are either open or closed just like the senses of smell taste and touch they're either more open or more closed and accordingly I determine what the world is so the world is a subjective personal picture of how I perceive reality which in itself is a complete reality and in order to achieve a truer perception of reality I have to remove disturbances from myself to unlock and open my vessels. What does a more open vessel mean? Let's say like the eyesight when I the sense of sight when I add glasses or the sense of hearing when I add some radar or some hearing tool aid so and so forth what does it mean to expand the tools of perception in our world we literally enlarge our tools taste touch and hearing mostly it's seeing and hearing we increase those using various devices but how do we expand or enlarge the tools of perception in order to see the true reality not our reality and just make it bigger in terms of details rather seeing a higher reality a truer reality what then do we need to add to ourselves That is, what's the difference between my present kli and my advanced kli, which is, let's say, 1 degree higher, plus one. Yes, please.
We need to unite. To put ourselves in the friend's heart, in their eyes, in that sensation of the center of the group, where everyone exits himself and acquires a new mind, a new feel, start seeing outside of himself, through that center, through the connection.
And in order to do this, it's possible only if I enter as not a disturbance but an integration that is I see myself as part of the system only then can I connect with it and expand my vessels of perception
and indeed the more I exert in the connection with the friends, and indeed I provide space for the light to operate in me and start gradually to build in me a spiritual perception of reality.
Because a person himself cannot change his attitude to reality. Only the light does it, and it does it by repeated efforts and attempts to connect, and the extent to which he can actually acquire that desire from the group, then gradually a different relation to reality is born in him. But it doesn't happen in his vessels at all. He has to reach a point where everything outside of him is his vessel of sensation, an emotional vessel, and he himself is not the emotional vessel.
Meaning one expands his vessels by saying, you could call it acquiring different vessels, the vessels of bestowal, etc. However, he expands his vessels by a different approach, attitude towards the others, towards the environment. If you want, instead of sucking it all for himself, receiving for them or observing reality in a different manner.
One needs to change his relation to build a vessel of perception that doesn't exist in him, but in the friends and in everything outside of him. Most importantly is to always be aimed at connection, and in this manner he can absorb something from around him.
And for him not to suffice for anything that is less than the search after this expansion of the vessels that are outside of him. Because as long as he suffices for a nice sensation, although it is seemingly of a connection, however, yet it locks him within himself, then he should know that he's not on track. Rather, he shouldn't rest until he truly find the plea to be connected to those vessels.
And one must determine to himself that this is the right perception and this is what should be discussed and be certain of. And every new state that comes washes this perception away and darkens it. So still, we have to start over and make efforts and realize and understand that my vessels are outside and I have to make more and more efforts towards connection between us and let the light build this new perception in us.
Because basically there's not much choice. It's either you are willingly changing your attitude to this whole reality that is before you and you'll begin to live within the other, feel life from within, or by tens of years of beatings and sufferings, it will bring you to it. And we don't want to receive the blows, the beatings. We want to be Kabbalists. We will do everything in order to truly reach a connection and demand for the light to work upon us time after time until it extract each and every friend from within himself to the sensation of the general clear. From within he will relate to reality.
So the feeling of the collective kli, this wider feeling, I don't know, it's like a parent with children that he uses reality in a different way, perceives reality differently, relates it according to what's good for his kid, what's good, what's bad. Rob asked about expanding the vessels. So expanding the vessels means that I stop looking at it from my own narrow point of view, but from the inclusive point. And the more inclusive it is, the more it is inclusive towards others, that makes the kli wider, broader.
Love. However, when we are speaking of the justification, then we might think that we have nothing left to do. Okay, I'll justify him, and whatever happened, happened. How not falling into a state whereby, as if where I have no, have nothing left to do, as if a passive form of work, of working. Rather, what does it truly mean to justify the Creator? What actions, physical, emotional, organizational, should I do in order to reach a state whereby I justify Him? What does justifying Him mean? As every time He opened reality to me, a new frame of reality, I, in justifying, correct my vessel in order to see wholeness in Him, right? What is it that we need to do for that? Otherwise, it appears as if we have to do nothing. Next.
We have to invest in the group, invest in the friends, you know, with all our strength, and then there's a chance to go out and justify. Otherwise, with my own strength, I'll never have the strength to justify or to even determine that there's a force that's doing something with me. So all the forces need to be put into investment in the environment, the group, the friends.
And the echelon for justifying is first and foremost the joy. I can't be the one. I can't be just suffering and justifying at the same time. It's kind of a disgusting lie. But I can justify only if I'm aimed at external action of the light to work upon me. Otherwise, I cannot change my attitude to reality.
Basically, in the new state that comes, so it's darkness. I don't even see that these are my parts. Now, I'm looking at it as something that is outside of me. And the whole system, actually, the way I understand it now, see, well, it connects these parts to me, these pieces to me. I tie them to me through greater connection more and more, and I actually allow the light to glue it together and actually make it my own parts.
Yes, maybe we should also prepare the supporters to help me remember specifically at the time of darkness where everything stems from, although it is one of the most annoying things when you go through state and the friends tell you, oh, there's none as but him, and at that moment there's no none as but him if it's not your own attainment. I don't know. Seemingly, we're always locked up into a very narrow passage of adding in the connection between us until the light will act sufficiently to state it changes the heart and the perception of our whole life.
There was a question in from the internet that someone asked, what does it actually matter if I do justify or don't? So it's a question that does bother. I don't know exactly what is the answer to justifying, to work, to act according to what you're justified, and try to understand, like a kid that's a smart kid, you know, that he sees that the parents only want his benefit, he understands it and so forth, so it's easy to say. But when the blow hits, it hits. It hurts. You get a hit. You get hit with a stick, and the stick hurts. Hurts you. And if it hurts and you treat it correctly, you say, "I'll advance," and so forth. I don't know.
Love. We are vessels of sensation. Our vessel is the sensation. By that, we perceive reality. meaning what occurs in our vessels of reception, is called sensation. And then, according to that sensation, we understand, we feel, we perceive reality. And the difference between a good feeling and a bad feeling is the extent to which reality which come our way matches our qualities, or it isn't. If it doesn't, then I feel bad. If it does, then I feel good. Reality that reveals is revealed not according to my vessels. For then I'll feel myself always as good. Rather, it is revealed itself as a bit advanced, as Dalet, Gimel, Gimel, Bet, a bit advanced. And then I am not feeling it as matching me or suitable for me. And to the extent it doesn't match me, I feel suffering. To the extent I'm trying to raise myself to new qualities, advanced qualities, towards a more bestowing direction, I agree more with that reality, meaning it matches more my qualities, then I see it as good, complete, whole reality, meaning all our corrections are the way we match ourselves to that very reality which the upper force constantly position within our senses, or I could say before us, although it is not before us, simply by illumination, by the light, it so shines within our senses, thus we perceive as if the situation changes, the world changes. How am I changing or adapting my qualities in line with the changing reality that the Creator brings to my senses, so that I will constantly reach very quickly to determine it as good, as whole, and also along with it, how am I as the one longing towards it, longing not because I'm going from bad sensation to good sensation, rather the bad and the good sensation is because I can or cannot justify the Creator. Please scrutinize the question together also, and then search for an answer.
It seems that our entire progress is how fast since I've fallen or ruled out the state that I receive, how fast did I continue justifying and return to justification. And that depends on how fast do I integrate with the groups, because the power to justify only comes from my integration with the environment, where I draw the strength. And the whole issue is how fast did I move from ruling out to justifying, regardless of what I feel.
Initially, indeed, we want to justify, and by that we're feeling better, and as if we got the system, we got it, and if we're making efforts towards connection, then a certain force works upon us, and we see that our sensation is changing. However, coming to a state whereby I want to justify or not justify, not because it is my true sensation, rather because I care for the Creator, this is something that is a connection with that very force.
I still want to scrutinize the question, actually. I didn't really understand it. I don't know. I think it's... I think that being in efforts towards this, justifying or not justifying, is already a certain relation, or to try to focus on impression from the group. I don't know.
Yes, I too am still stuck with a question. However, it seems to me, if I understood, in general, in order to justify, you should have a certain degree of revelation of the Creator. Otherwise, what it is that you're justifying? The fact that you're feeling bad and everything is right. It isn't clear yet. However, it seems to me if along the way a person has the ability to justify, it is only to the extent that he truly in a total annulment towards the center of the group, and he succeeds from within that center of the group to receive the values of the group, that there's none else but him, and he's the one ruling the whole of reality. And that he must be good and benevolent, and we must justify everything that reveals. To the extent he managed to be there and long to be there, then to that level of justification, he received the ability to justify.
So, I don't know. I'm not clear on whether it's still the question phase, but I'm trying to think, well, not trying, but what happens is that I think about the army, for instance. When you're in the army, you know that now they want to make you a better warrior. So you have to train and work and suffer and so forth. But you know that at the end there's a certain purpose to all of this, to make you better, and then you use everything that's around you, the group that's with you, the team that you have, and so forth. So on our path, say we understand that the purpose is in the end to benefit, to delight, to do good, then we can treat the whole of reality differently, although many times it's very difficult, and we do need the center of the group in order to relate correctly, as well as go out of the states and rise above them. Because many times you feel that you have no strength to come out of your own state.
And it is truly a vessel for us, a tool, sorry, for us to measure to what extent we are connected to the center of the group or not. Because from the moment you are descended, that this time by which you manage to ascend new is indeed depends upon you receiving forces that aren't yours. And this whole matter of justification is only, at the end of the day, not to justify, rather to cleave on to that very quality of soul that I want. To doesn't matter what I'm going through and this and that, how long it took me to get to it through the lack of awareness I fell into.
The efforts need to be the actions that in practice bring us to the justification, meaning how much am I willing to nullify myself and see the group as greater, regardless of what I feel right now, whether I'm calm or I feel good or I feel bad or I'm looking for some healing. And this is what measures how much I actually care about bestowal or just want to feel good.
So basically everything depends on the preparation for that moment of justifying, which is supposed to be every moment. However, to what extent we're preparing ourselves to equalize with it, if we are truly doing all the necessary efforts in society, in the dissemination, in the study, in all the means we've got, then indeed we can reach a state of justifying. Otherwise, this moment will come. However, it will come in the opposite fashion, as a blow.
Yeah, I think that If there's an ability to justify, sometimes if you look at the past, there are a few moments where you can look at the order of how things happened and you can justify it. But at the present state, justifying what happens, that's unclear. Because even agreeing with what happens is already requiring great aid from above for this to happen. Again, just like Dudi just said, I also feel that how much we really merit, to the extent that we merit adhering to the Rav and to the group and the books and want the friends to be able to justify, then if we had sufficient nullification, then in that place you can justify.
Well, the question is here written on the screen. How do I match my qualities to the changing reality that the Creator bring to my senses and determine it is good and complete? How do I justify? How do you long for that desire to justify the Creator? There was that tip we heard in the, how do I treat to the current reality in the lesson? Do I treat it as reception or according to what? Rav, next question, which stems from the previous question. It is written the previous questions, how do we long to it so much that will justify the Creator? Meaning, how are we longing to agree with reality, to justify reality, not because that by doing so I'm feeling good, rather in order to justify the Creator? What difference does it make in my approach, in my perception, in my work? If I am longing to change myself in order to feel better reality, I understand I can't change reality. We see over our history, etc. That life is life, you can't change it. Be disappointed quickly and will be better. It's like fighting against windmills. You can't change anything in life. You can change yourself. How to change oneself? Here too there's a question. How to change oneself? Not in order to feel good, rather in order to justify the Creator. Meaning, I understand I'm in the group and I draw the light that reforms through the center of the group, and that all can only change in such manner in my perception, in my way of looking at things. And if from above by the light that reforms I'll receive it, then I'll ascend and all that. However, I'm doing it subconsciously, eventually, in order to have it better. So, how to do it, however, in order to justify the Creator? How to do it? How to long for bestowal? Well, that's the question. It's the question that along the whole way has to just to bother us. How to have such longing to come to the quality of bestowal? This is possible not through my longing, rather through the lacks I absorb from the environment. To what extent I integrate and include with the friends? To what extent I'm drawn in that the center of the group to invest in them so that I'll truly be able to delve in and take that luck from them. And it is only through investing in the group and dissemination when you're going out and constantly searching for a new luck. If talking business, than wanting to justify the Creator, not because I feel good, rather because in order to justify Him, it means in order to bestow, in order to, because what's important for me is contentment or bestow itself, pure of self-interest. First and foremost, we need to interpret those words correctly and ask myself, why? Why do I want to justify and do scrutiny? If I see that there's still a desire to receiving there, then do extra effort so that the light would operate further upon me to come to cleaner pledge. He's speaking with further seriousness than now too we are operating from egoistic motives, and it means that I don't think we'll even understand what is bestowal, what is justification. However, make extra efforts towards connection between us and allowing the light, bringing us that perception to even understand slightly what it is we're talking about, have the privilege of even talking about it. Yes, because friends, we are moving to the next lesson.